season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation. In this episode, the Knuckleheads are going to be talking about the Dastardly Rebs. Now that they added the Alpha Simians, and I'm kind of scared of those damn dirty apes.
And everyone, welcome to Team Building Exercise, Season 4, Episode 4. We're talking about the Rebellion for Brian Novak. It's all for you, Brian.
Who?
Who? And my name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm a very somber coach coming at you today. Very somber. So I've heard the news of I can't even talk about it. Go ahead.
Where's this going?
I don't know. Jack, did you get cancer?
Oh, that's God, Jesus Christ!
Wow.
Yeah, hold on. Bite your tongues.
Jesus Christ, bro! I was waiting to interrupt. I couldn't interrupt, but you just took it too far. I couldn't even wait.
Wow.
I may regret what I said, but...
Jeez, Rob. All right, keep going. I'll interrupt later.
Oh, this is the pre-interruption before the post-interruption.
I went too far. I apologize.
That was not even going too far for the comedy like Jack does. Jack didn't even laugh. And Jack laughs at... Jack laughs at some heinous...
Not today.
Sometimes.
I think I offended him.
I think it was one of those when Rob said it, he was like, if he could have immediately grabbed it and pulled it back, he would have.
But I was thinking of a disease that Jack could be dying of, and that was the first one that popped in my head.
He could have said herpes, or, you know.
Yeah, I should have said something like syphilis. I think syphilis is always funny.
Gangrene or, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. But I like how he says. He goes, oh, then Jack clammed up or whatever. Like, it wasn't just me. It was the audience at large. It was everyone listening went, oh.
Well, if you can't make fun of it, it wins, Jack. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Backpedal back.
You've really set the tone, Rob. That's all I'm saying.
The room is dead.
Please, tell us. Did you laugh? You can tell us. So, Jack, what? You're doing Rebels. The Rebs, I guess. They're not Rebels. They're Rebs.
Yeah, who picked this crap? That was you, Rob, right?
Yes, for Brian Novak. It's our tribute to to the wonderful Brian Novak. It's his engagement gift, actually. I hope you're happy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now we actually don't have to put something in an envelope. Good. Yeah, all right, here you go, Brian.
This is it. Jack, please tell us these Rebs, these damn dirty Rebs. What did you do?
I will say that I was. This is the first Rebs list I've done since the retrofit, since they've expanded, and it was a little more difficult than I anticipated.
There's a lot of options.
There's a lot of options, and it's changed. The dynamic has changed,
And the numbers don't work out ever.
Oh, contraire, mon frère.
Let him know, Jack.
I started with the Rebel Commander for 28 points.
Wow. Is that because you got the foot up?
That is because of the Tactician 2 Recon 4.
That's pretty good.
She, 3+ on the shoot. She's decent. I would, as splats go, that's...
She doesn't have her sniper rifle anymore either. She's just got a long rifle.
Yeah.
Which is still all right.
Shooting on threes, you're still doing pretty good. But
yeah, but with the long rifle, range 8, you're okay.
If I'm going to need her to shoot someone, it's because things have gotten pear-shaped.
Whoa. Rob! I still can't get over that.
Wow.
Did you have an agenda, but it changed, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very disappointed. I'm upset for two reasons. Jack has cancer, and you guys ended the podcast.
Well, the podcast isn't ended, and Jack doesn't have cancer, so you're totally wrong.
You guys ended Dead Zone the podcast.
No? Where'd you get that idea? I don't know. Why do people keep thinking this, Jack?
Well, I mean, it's basically over if you guys aren't on it.
No. Who said we're not on it?
Oh, no. It is something that they're not telling us, Coach.
They don't tell me nothing.
Like, am I particularly pale and sallow looking?
Well, like, yes, but
this hair loss is just natural. I don't know.
Jack, don't be afraid of that hair loss. There's nothing better than waking up, taking a shower, and brushing your hair with a washcloth. I love it every morning. It's just nothing wrong with that, man. Very refreshing.
Oof. Anyways, Georgie, thank you for stepping in and introducing us to Rob's heinous joke.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
So, why'd you guys stop the podcast?
Why do people keep saying this, Jack? Please explain to me.
because rumors spread, and you know what? We can't control rumors. We can't, if it spreads like a wildfire and we can't put it out, it just kind of consumes everyone, and there's not much we can do about it.
Guys, if you don't give him a freaking answer, he's not going to go away.
We did. It's not ending, Georgie. Don't worry. You'll get enough of Jack for the rest of your life.
I don't know. I find that very hard to believe. I am an active member in the Family of Gamers Discord server.
Good for you,
and
Georgie.
I have seen pictures circulating of a certain Richard Hall filming some kind of podcast with some other guy. I don't know his name, though.
That's Brian.
Oh, that's Brian?
That's who this whole show is dedicated to.
Who?
They're doing their own podcast. They're not. It's got nothing to do with Deads on the Podcast.
Okay, hold on a second.
He's like an investigator.
Wait, Rob, shut up. I have somebody here that has a very important question, actually.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Boomer. You're on our side, right?
So, in episode 100, you guys stated that it was the last episode. And now, I could only get through, like, about 10 minutes of it because the quality was...
You guys gotta stop cursing.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like recorded in a garbage truck.
And that's your favorite, Rob. This is your biggest fan.
Right, I know. He's losing me.
You're upset.
This is ridiculous, Rob.
Well, this is all a moot point, because I think 101 should be out by the time this episode comes out, so.
Listen, Rob, I love you.
I hope so.
Rob, I'm
sorry,
so.
It's slow. It's
I'm very upset.
I heard, Boomer, you're upset.
This is ridiculous.
And, I mean, I can never get upset at Jack.
Oh, I think
you're supposed to get upset with Jack. You're ruining everything, Georgie.
I think it's Georgie loves him so much.
I can't help it.
Especially since my diagnosis.
I think the audio was so bad people think we said that, but I don't think that ever came out of our mouths. Did it, Jack? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think Rob's cruelty knows no knows no end.
That's not cruelty when it's the truth.
Oh,
listen to 101. We'll explain it all there. Big episode. It's coming up.
No, guys. I have an important.
All right, everybody, quiet down. What's up, Chief? What's up, Chief?
What's up?
The Chief is here. What's up, Chief?
I have another question. In episode 100, you guys said that Coach's lists are wrong every week.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
every month, every list.
Every
I should have documented it. Maybe we can go back. I'll re-edit all of them.
You should. Good.
And you could also make.
I'll give you one.
And you know what? And you could go back and edit it and make the quality a little bit.
Dead giveaway.
Better.
Oh. Wow. Everybody's swearing.
Oh.
Ooh. There's going to be a lot of not todays.
Nah, I just won't edit it.
No, you have to. Don't do that.
No, this is going to be on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube. We have to edit it. We have to keep up.
Well,
we
have to don't have to edit it.
And it's true.
Rob, don't. We have a procedure, Rob.
Well.
Don't kill the bit, Rob.
I can't help if all these subhumans keep coming in here.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, what'd you call me?
You heard me.
Jack, you're going to take this from him?
Jack's in a delicate situation right now. Don't put any pressure on the guy.
Jack's
not feeling well right now.
Jack is dying from his asthma.
Asthma, maybe.
You should have said asthma instead of cancer. What's wrong with you, Rob?
What is wrong with you, Rob?
God.
The truth hurts. I'm sorry.
I had to do a pre-interruption. That's how sad I was.
And that is unheard of.
Well, anyway, let's get serious here. I'm very happy that if this the rumors are true, I will be very upset that the Dead Zone the podcast is ending. But if they are not true, and you guys are still going on, I am also happy about that. But I am also happy that Rick Hall and what's his name?
Brian.
Oh yeah, Brian. That they're doing. You know me. I like Rick. I really do. And I haven't listened to the podcast yet, so I can't really make any I don't have any feelings about Brian yet. So I'll let you know when the first episode of whatever they're doing is out.
You don't listen to Mobile Armor Radio? How dare you?
What's that?
Oh.
Jack. Oh, you sound like Homer Simpson in the back.
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it. All I know is Dead Zone the podcast, Team Building Exercise, the Superhero Crew podcast on the Superhero Crew YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's a good one. I agree with you there.
That is a good one. Yes. Those are really the only ones I know, or the Third Sphere, but that doesn't exist anymore.
It exists, it's just not around.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much it. I am in all those Discord servers. That is the only reason why I know that.
What about the Guild Ball podcast? You don't listen to theirs either? Jeez.
How?
Poor Jack and Coach, they put a lot into that podcast, and you don't...
I don't listen, I don't have a commute, okay? I can't listen to podcasts.
I think I might have to put my application into the third sphere podcast now that I don't have
hey,
one.
Jack, now that certain Fridays are free,
Jack is homeless.
Now that Jack is dying, he can go on to the third sphere.
You know, all right, now it's now I'm gonna have to pick you out now.
Yeah, how dare you say Jack's dying?
Jack, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I don't know what to do anymore, Jack. Rob said you were dying. Now I have it in my head that you are.
This is going to last the next six episodes.
Oof. We forgot to tell you, this is the last episode of Team Building Exercise.
Yeah, let's get Rob cancels this one too.
You're canceling everything, Rob. Jack, you got to put a leash on him.
I'm gonna kick you out now.
No.
Get out.
Well, he actually kicked him. He kind of moaned.
Wait, hold on. Usually we leave and me and Boomer are fighting, so.
What?
You, Boomer.
What would you just say? Get the fuck back here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Poor Rob's going to edit his poor little feet. Get out. Enough. Go.
Excelsior.
Okay, you can stay.
Oof.
I need another drink.
Thank God they showed up.
I'm glad they set you straight, Rob.
The first part of this show gets longer and longer.
Well, when we were doing the GCPS, it was a welcome addition, but now I guess there's a lot going on. So the Rebel Commander's always short. You could spend an army special result on your command dice to place a new random item face down in an unoccupied cube that is adjacent to the active model. This does not count as an action. What do you guys think about that?
Horrible.
Yep. You know what?
Well, it's not horrible, I guess, but...
No, it's one of the few command dice that you can do at any time.
That's
There's
true.
No wasted command dice. That, even if it's... you know, not in your initial game plan. Put an item by one of your guys is not a bad thing. It can't be.
Could be a booby trap.
No, you just keep them out and you don't have to worry about them.
Just never use booby traps.
Well, you know what? This was changed because back, this was one of the things that we brought up because it was, like you would pick an item and then change an item.
Yeah, that was horrible.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I said that, but a lot of people aren't really playing with items. So it should be, then it becomes super situational. It's like, all right, we're going to play a game without items, but I want to take the Rebel Commander. So essentially this is what changed it. And it's actually, it's not bad because let's say you don't play with items, but you can actually use the item cubes.
Yeah, you still throw one down. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, it's not terrible.
No, no. Like Jack said, you can always use it. And 90% of items are good, so.
Yeah.
Even Intel would be nice.
Yeah, Intel. Forget it, man. That'd be great. And then, you know, you could put in a cube, you know, in a non-occupied cube that is adjacent to the active model. So, you know, someone could always run up and grab it.
It's that TAC 2 and Recon 4 Plus, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that cost, too. She's only 28 points.
Yeah.
And she can hold her own.
Yeah, 355 is not bad.
Plus the model's a giant. Her foot's up on a actual stove. She's like three stories tall.
It does look like a stove now that you say it. I'll never not see a stove now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's a fry cook as her cover, you know.
Jeff Burbage, he has the alternate version where she's crouched down. He has a ton of alternate versions, I think, from all the Kickstarters. And mm-hmm. It's a really cool, like, she's, for a Rebel Sniper, that'd be a great model, the one he's got.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Mantic does not make it available in any way. It was, like, super limited edition. Mm. So there you go.
There you go.
That's your leader, Jack. You also got about 30 other people to be in this list, I think.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have two Rebel Sorax.
I knew you were going to do that.
Oh, that's cheapy. That's not the worst thing he's picked. I can tell you that right now. I've seen the list.
That's all right.
I'm not a big fan of Blast in particular, but it can be used to manipulate the battlefield a little bit. So I went light on them, but given my Driller's Blast isn't great.
It's not terrible.
It's not
9 points. Yeah, 9 points is a good price for a troop.
If you can disrupt someone's game plan by, you know, scattering some people or even like knocking them off of things, they're all right. But I didn't lean too heavy into them. Then I went with two someone new, someone that I don't know. I expect to see cropping up more and more. The Sphere Hunter for 13 points, 5 across the boards. They got a harpoon gun, range 5, AP 1. Not great for the range.
Well, a troop with AP though is great.
Yeah,
but they've got Frenzy 1.
Yeah, with their combat bleeds.
And 13 points. Really, they got some bells and whistles for a
troop. Yeah.
For a somewhat shooter, somewhat fighter. He's like a jack of all trades type.
Mm-hmm.
Great model.
And yeah, then,
that was cool.
Then I followed that up with two Rebel Troopers.
Obi-Wan Kenobis.
Obi-Wan Kenobi for 7 points. Range 6. They're just filler.
Rapid fire, though. That's pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
For troops. For these troops. So it's 6 troopers.
So yeah,
I'm going to predict two Rebel Striders. That's my prediction. Am I right?
No.
No.
Would that work though?
What, 6 troopers? I don't know what the point costs, but.
Oh, okay.
That would work if you didn't take any specialists, probably. Because that would be about 40 points, so about 80 points.
I can tell you it's 58 points for my troops.
Yeah. Right? There you go.
So you add the 28 for my Rebel Commander.
And then 2 Striders.
Yeah, it'd be pretty close, actually. That'd actually be pretty close.
Yeah, that would work.
But that's not what you did.
No, no. So for my specialists.
6 survey drones.
No. Which, I looked. Can we just like peek into the hate just okay. a little bit? Can we just crack that? Why? What?
No, save it.
So that don't why shoot. Was enough.
Yeah.
Don't fight.
Save it.
We'll talk for a good half an hour about those guys.
Yeah, because we'll never forget. I might as well get Georgie back in here.
And now it doesn't have beasts, so we can pick up.
Okay, so then your specialists are.
Okay, my first is the Craw Warrior for 10 points.
Okay.
But I think, and bear with me here, he shoots on 6, and he has a wrist blaster, so why would I leave him with that when he fights on 4s?
Yeah, you got to give him a sword.
So I gave him the combat blades for an extra 5 points.
Which gives frenzy him 1, frenzy. Yeah.
Frenzy 1, that is correct. So he's got the fights on 4s is good with glide and scout. I would like to think that he can reach out and touch someone who's not expecting to be manhandled so quickly.
Right.
You could have taken the ceremonial blades too for instead of frenzy, you get AP 1. That gives you a VP though, an extra VP for the ceremonial blades.
Oof. Yeah, but oof.
Oosh.
Eesh. But really, I wonder. No, frenzy. I like the frenzy better.
Mm. Yeah, frenzy's good.
Frenzy
on a 4 fight.
Yeah,
you're almost always going to hit with all 3 dice.
Mm. Yeah, if you charge in,
yeah, get 4 dice.
Mm. I'm hoping that's the plan.
He's only size 1 though. Glide and scout's always good for a hand to hand fighter too, so you get up closer.
Yeah, but
you could always move up and then glide down.
Jump, yeah, scout up to the top of a tower and jump, zoom right down. Yeah,
right.
So he moves 1, 2, then say he's scouted up to a 3rd level or something like that.
Yeah, and then jump off and float away.
Dirty, sinful business.
Yeah.
Then I followed that up with 2 Z's.
No. No, you didn't.
Z scavengers.
Just when we thought you were making sense, Jack.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right now.
Tell us right now, Jack.
6 points, 0 VPs. But they've got scavenger, which when I have my leader dropping kits all over the place is nice. But they're a hacker.
Yeah.
You show me a better hacker. Like, hacker doesn't have to rely on these trash skills they've got. The shoot, the fight, the save.
You're going to be running them up and stealing intel?
They're all awful. But you can show me any other list that has a hacker for 6 points.
Yeah.
That's disposable. But for 0 VPs? Come on. And their little models, they can squeeze around.
Well, yeah, you could hide them. Definitely hide them.
Well, they'll just be out retrieving items. And nobody's going to bother shooting at him because why would you even bother wasting a shot on a Z? So he could be just collecting all the items and getting whatever there. And if there is hacking, you can go hack stuff. That's the only time you probably target them. You'd be like, well, they're going to go hack something. I'll shoot them. But most likely you're just like, I don't care about them. I'm dealing with the other stuff first.
But if you're creating item after item and you need them to scamper off, hand a grenade to this guy, extra ammo to that guy.
Yeah, it's not horrible. I like your thinking there, Jack.
Why, thank you. Thank you. And they're 6 points.
Yeah, they're so cheap. I wish it's the only thing that for me is that they're a specialist. So your troop tax is being held up by 2 with these guys. If they were troops, they'd be, I would say they're almost auto add if they're troops.
I think the rebel troopers I took are.
Yeah, they're 7 points, right?
Yeah, they're not one more point.
Their stats are way better too.
yeah, but they're not hackers,
and they don't have scavenger. Scavenger's really with that list with that rebel commander. Scavenger is going to help you a lot.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, but
that's just picking up stuff, though.
Yeah, you can hold. Isn't scavenger you can hold 3 things?
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's if you're using items.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, you know, real games you're supposed to use items. And not even if you use items, because the rebel commander is going to be dropping stuff anyway. So
even if you're not using items, all of a sudden there's items on the board.
Yeah, they're just going to go start snagging them.
Right.
Yeah, dispersing them to whomever would use them. After the two Z's, I took a Rin Nomad. Rin. Now here's where the rubber meets the road.
Okay.
Four shoot, five fight, five save. They've got an armor one. That's helpful for just a regular guy on the street. They come stock with a range three, weight of fire one, twin pistols.
Yeah.
And twin knives that give you a frenzy one. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of a all-around guy. For 17 points, he's good as is.
Yeah.
I think. Two VPs, well, okay. I, however, decided that the range three twin pistols, no sir, no thank you.
No sir.
So I gave him a sniper rifle for 12 points.
So you pretty much turned him into the Hund.
I did.
So wait, how many points is that?
12. So it's 29 altogether.
Right. So the Rin Nomad with the sniper rifle is 29.
Yep.
Okay. And then the bounty hunter is 32.
Yeah. But he's right. got, he also has fire control, which is quite nice. Mm-hmm. And he gets to keep his pistols. So he's got the pistols and the sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. So you can fire both weapons.
Right, right.
But you can only take one of them.
Right.
But well, all right. So, but for an extra 3 points, you get fire control and mm-hmm. you would get, the pistols and the sniper rifle, but no melee weapon.
Yeah.
So that's where you, like that's where the choice comes in, you know?
Yeah. The Rin Nomad with the sniper rifle is a lot more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not heavy, that sniper rifle. So it's not like he doesn't have to, worry about hand to hand being limited.
Right. But there's no AP on it.
No.
So if you do get someone up on him as a sniper, he's one of the few I can think of that are able to give as good as he's taken.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's not heavy. So you're not losing that, dice in combat.
Yeah.
Which is crazy in and of itself. But, a five fight with a frenzy one is pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty average. And then the frenzy helps with those 50-50 die rolls. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around. You know, that's a lot of points to put into one model.
Not really. Not if you're an enforcer player. That's like an average guy.
But as a plague player, I might cringe.
Yeah, that's like the best plague character.
But, you can also, like I look at it this way, like the same way with the plague. You take a lot of really cheap stuff, but then it opens it up to take a bunch of expensive stuff. So you can round out your list like you did here, You took a bunch of, troopers and Sorax, but then you take the Rin Nomad. All right. You throw a little points into him, but he's specialized in what he does. So it's a good balance, I think.
I like to think so. There's a lot of shooty gribbly guys, but then there's a couple,
Yeah.
This isn't certainly a elite list by any stretch of the imagination, but I got a couple winners.
Right.
And my last specialist, I chose the Alpha Simian Brawler.
What?
Now, is it because he's a monkey? Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But I thought maybe that my list, didn't have some real like punching power. So he's size 3, armor 1, moves 2-3, fights on 4s, agile, tough, frenzy, rampage, AP2 spiked gauntlets. He is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for it. He's 26 points and 3 VPs, but
well, he's not a beast, but he's
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He can still use weapons.
Yeah.
He could still use weapons.
He can throw grenades. Actually, no, he can't. Well, he doesn't have a shoot stat. Yeah.
But you can. I mean, if you wanted to put another melee weapon on him, you could. But, range FAP2, knockback. I mean, what else?
And he's got frenzy one naturally, so you already got it all.
Yeah. I mean, you could put
– I guess you could put
like ceremonial blades or something on him, but
– No, ceremonial blades would be worse, but you could put combat knives. You'd get AP – or you get frenzy too then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's pretty good AP2. You don't want to give up AP2 anyways.
Yeah, no. He's This is one of those guys you take as is.
I think so. I think so. Three VPs, you know, it hurts if he goes, but between the Rin Nomad Sniper and the Alpha Simeon, I think I've got a couple of heavy hitters to kind of back up the Sorax and the troopers.
And between him and the Terraton, it's like they both have pluses. They both have a lot of positives, and you just kind of pick what you want to pick, you know, just for the hell of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I hummed and hawed over the Terraton instead for filling this gap, but
right.
But honestly, the Alpha Simeon's pretty dope. So
yeah,
he wins.
You said that was your last specialist. You got a lot of points left, Jack. What happened here?
I chose a living legend.
They're they're specialists, by the way. You damn dirty liar.
Okay, well.
I was just setting you up. I knew you did.
You're both right and you're both wrong.
Well, I can't be both wrong.
Well, no, if because two wrongs don't make a right, but two rights make an airplane, so.
I decided to double down. You know, if you take one and you like it, I decided to take two. Mm-hmm. So I took Hund, the Rebel Bounty Hunter.
Oh, nice.
That's why you didn't have to choose when you picked the other Nomad. You already picked the Hund.
Right.
I bet you would pick two Huns if you had the ability. Maybe not.
He almost did.
Well, you can't take two Huns.
No. I'm saying he took the Hun and then the Rin with the sniper rifle. So it's almost that you could take two. You could take a few of them if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you could build a Rin list.
Yeah.
There's no Rin leader yet, though.
Isn't there in the combat thing?
No, I don't know. Is there? Is that an option? Is it?
Yeah.
There you go. It is. Yeah, gain one armor. That's pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Rin is not bad, you know, because you don't change any stats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can make a Rin list because you can just use the Rebel Trooper can be anybody, right? So
yes. Well, it could be a human Rin, Saphir, or Craw.
There you go. Yeah. And that's, how many points, Jack?
200 on the nose.
There you go, Jack. Again, living up to the,
You did have to add items, though. I'm disappointed.
You did?
He had combat plates.
Yeah, but the
claw. And the sniper rifle, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like not grenades and ammo.
No, he didn't have to fill up the list. No.
Yeah. I got you, Jack. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And 18 VPs, that's not that – that's pretty low for how many people? 13 people? It's a pretty good list. It's more
of a Rob list than Jack list, to be honest.
A little bit. You got some variety in there.
And I leaned heavy into snipers.
You know, a few. You only have two.
the Rebel leader with her long
rifle. She's almost a sniper, yeah.
Yeah. But, that's my list. I think, with the vast selection that you have with the Rebs now, I don't suspect we'll be hearing one, like it, so.
No, the Rebs have a lot to choose from thanks to Star Saga.
Oh, yeah.
So we're back with my list after this commercial from the best podcast that isn't this podcast.
Countercharge. Countercharge is the first podcast totally dedicated to the game Kings of War. Join your hosts Andrew, Mark, and Rob as they delve into the world of Mantica and bring you in-depth coverage of all things Kings of War. You can find us on iTunes and at OhioHammer.com, a proud member of the Ohio Hammer Network of Podcasts.
All right, guys, so we are doing the Rebs. And we just heard Jack's list. Jack went a little different way. But, hey, Jack, I wanted to, before we get to Rob's list, I know I'm breaking protocol. We should go over Blast, because I know you took the Sorax. So, with Blast, the weapon does no direct damage, though the force of the Blast may push models off buildings and slam them into walls. That's the fluff. So, this is what I like, you know, and the Blaster is not too bad. And then also, you know, on your Sorak. So if the attack is a hit, then all models in the cube except the target are thrown one cube directly away from the target model and then pinned. The target model is thrown one cube in a random direction and then pinned. You know, you scatter them. If the attack is a miss, then all models in the target cube are pinned.
Yeah, it still hits. It's like a frag grenade.
So it's almost like a burst laser. Yeah. When you think about it, you know, you're pinning guys, but the only difference is you can actually throw them. The range is kind of crap, but still, you know, it's not terrible. I mean,
no, it's not.
The craw can come up, hit that, and then
charge in.
And, you know, like you said, he's only size one, but if he charges in and you're pinned, that's two extra dice right there. So not terrible. And it's, with those guys, it's not like the, it's not one use. You can use your shoot dice on it. So not terrible, you know. I mean, not doing overall damage is tough, you know, because everybody wants to, you know, AP. I need AP, I need AP. But throwing guys on the floor is actually really, you know, really good. And then they got to waste an action to get up and, you know, charging in, you know, is good. And they can only survive. So if you have something that has a really good fight stat but only survive, kind of like a Khaleesi deal, you know?
Yeah, that would suck against Khaleesis.
Yeah, yeah.
That would really screw up a Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even, getting knocked down, it is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you got to use a short action to get up. So. Yeah,
and it disrupts everything you're doing.
Right. Like, damn it. Yeah. And you know what's great, though? Even if the attack is a miss, all models are pinned.
Yeah.
You know,
that is pretty good. I didn't know it was all models. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the range. Honestly,
was it range 3?
On the wrist blaster is range 3.
Range 4 on the regular blaster. Four is not horrible.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's. I think anything above 3 is fine. 3 and below sucks, but
yeah. But it's so powerful when you think about it.
Yeah, it is powerful.
No, it's good that you decide to revisit that, Coach. I think I kind of glossed over it. And if you don't know, yeah, it's the reason I went the extra points from the trooper to, you know, to the Sorak. There's,
right.
I can see it being useful.
Yeah, because even, you know, like the rebel troopers are great shooting on a 5 and stuff, but you know, you can make a lot of saves and armor and whatnot. This you have this, you know, there's nothing you can do unless you're solid.
Yeah,
you know, but other than that. Yeah, you know, like now that I look at it, because I wanted to, I pulled the rule book out. I wanted to read it again because I knew something was amiss. And I said, let me go into it again. So, and that just makes, you know, you choosing 3 blast weapons a lot better. I mean, a lot better, you know? So.
Kudos to you, Jack.
Yes, Jack, with your keen intellect of not even knowing what you did, but the keen intellect to pick it and. Well. And you know,
I knew what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just better now.
But the audience at large who don't know the Rebs, maybe they got in and said, oh, you know what? My favorite team is Forge Fathers.
Mm.
You know, they can learn from the show. This is infotainment.
Right. Edutainment.
Edutainment.
Can I go now?
Oh, so, yes. Rob,
can I go now, Georgie? Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Hey, Rob. Who did you pick as a leader?
I picked the Yindage Infiltrator Commander.
Whoa. All right.
Only 20 points, only 2 VPs. He's only got a rifle. But he's TAC 1, Agile Scout, Recon 5 Plus, and Hide and Shadows. Coach, please tell us what Hide and Shadows does.
Oh, Hide and Shadows is a good one. You spend an Army Special Result on a command dice at the end of a model's activation. I'm saying. End of the model's activation one more time. The active model slinks into hiding. For the rest of the round, this model cannot be targeted by shoot actions and cannot have line of sight drawn to it. The model is still affected by abilities that target every model in the cube, such as frag, indirect, it burns, or jack last, and can be still the target of fight actions. So you can run into him, but you can't shoot.
It can't be sniped.
Correct.
It's an anti-sniper thing.
It's so good.
It is good.
That is one of the one I dare I say one of the better splats in this book. I would say.
Yeah, it is one of the best ones. I was going to take a certain other commander, but because of that splat, I took this one, and because he's cheap. Right. Then, as my troops, I took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Rebel Yindish.
Really?
Ooh.
Good old Yindish. Because,
see a theme.
Because, they're monkeys. Monkey lions. Other than that, they just have, they have agile and scout. So once again, you're gonna have a lot of guys scouting up in agiles. Alright if you have to do certain things. But, so they're, that's troop tax, really. But, I do like scout. Scout is one of my favorite abilities, so.
Mm.
And that's all my troops. That's the only troops I took.
How many troops?
5.
5. Not 6?
Not 6, just 5. Because all my specialists are quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
My first specialist is a rebel sniper, with ammo. He has ammo.
You have to do it, right?
Yeah, he has ammo. He's so he's 18 points because you'll notice I had to put a lot of points on these guys because the numbers didn't work out for me. So there is a lot of extra items on all my guys. Right. So rebel sniper, 18 points. Really cheap for a sniper. You can't say anything more than that. 4+ shoot. It's going to be a Yindish rebel sniper. I have to modify up a Yindish to be a sniper.
That's okay.
Next is a rebel sniper for 20 points because they gave him AP ammo.
Right.
Because they had extra points. And my third specialist is a rebel sniper for 20 points who also has AP ammo.
Now, would all of these be also Yindish? Just
oh, yes. They're definitely all Yindish, yep.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. The first sniper has what?
Just ammo.
Oh, okay. You want to give everybody AP. It just didn't work out. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I just did the points. Oh,
okay.
Wise, it doesn't, yeah.
Okay. I got
points
you.
Wise, I had issues. Let's just say that. Then I picked a Alpha Simian Brawler because for all the same reasons Shaq picked him, he is awesome. He's huge. He has AP 2, Frenzy 1, and Tough, and Agile, which is crazy. Moves on a 2-3, which is crazy for such a big model, so that's fun.
Right.
And my last specialist, I took a Alpha Simian Brawler.
Nice.
I forgot to mention, both these Alpha Simian Brawlers have Defender Shields.
Really?
Yep.
Now, checking to see that we have enough, you know, you didn't go over your limit, Mr. Harper.
Oh, they're rare, right?
Yes.
Oh, APM was rare too. I probably have to drop an APM on then.
Yes.
You're only allowed 3, right?
Two or three. 2.
Oh, then everybody else got ammo, not APM.
Okay.
Then I'm going to be like 2 or 4 points short, I think.
Okay.
Oh, well, I live with it. Actually, it's rich. Is there a comment?
Coach, I'm glad to see that you're the bigger man. You're just letting that go.
My Yindish.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. No. See, because I don't lie. I don't subscribe to fake news.
My leader's gonna have a medipack then. Medipacks are common, so.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Regular ammo's common.
I could get more regular ammo, so, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So 24. There you go. Back up to 100. So yes, so 2 defender shields on my Alpha Simians, because A, that would look awesome that they're running around with defender shields, but also it gives them an extra armor, they'll have 8 armor 2, and they already have tough, and they already size 3, they're going to be hard to kill, and they're going to be rampaging, they do have rampage, but they will be literally rampaging across the board, destroying everything in their sight.
Yeah.
And just let me just say this, I was thinking, who would you like to go up with him? You know, who would benefit from being in the square with him while he was going up there? And you know what came to mind and would have fit nicely in your list?
Some Z's?
Some genetically modified monkeys, i.e. Z's.
I tell you right now, I would have put them on my list if they weren't specialists. I just didn't have enough for troop tax. I couldn't afford to fit them in. Because I refused to use anything but Yindish in this list and Alpha Simians. So there you go. It's my monkey list. Monkeys.
Mm.
And it is a bit of a theme list. It's a novelty list. But honestly. Well,
3 snipers and 2 huge brawlers. I think that's not novelty, Jack.
I was just going to say. But
well,
honestly,
it is a novelty because they are all monkeys.
Yes. But they're going to be smashing.
Yeah.
Alpha Simians, I think, is one of the best new additions in this book, personally, I think.
Yes, it's up there, definitely.
I love him.
Or the fact that the Defender Shield snuck in from unique to rare.
Yeah. Well, that's it shouldn't be rare, probably, but
it should be unique.
Right? Yeah, I think so too. But hey, then I couldn't take each of my monkeys with a Defender Shield.
I know, but you know, don't hold your breath with that.
For now, this is a legal list.
Yep. Street legal.
So, yeah. Coach, what did you do? Did you do something crazy? Did you make a all sphere list?
Thank God I didn't do what you guys did, because, you know, I was trying to figure out. It's always because I go last. I try to pick your lists and see what happens. But we've been good so far. So I started off with the Rebel Cell Leader.
Oh, a different one. That's neat.
Yes, the Rebel Cell Leader with a Saphir, changing the fight to a 6, but gaining the Mata Magma Lance, range 5, AP 2. So with a 4-up shoot, it's not too bad. And then, you know, giving – I think it's like for 20 points, giving the Saphir that and changing the fight to a 6+. So if this leader gets into a fight, things have gone south real quick. So no, I got bigger problems than that. But even though I have a 6 fight, the Jack of all trades can bail me out of it, which is spend an army special result to allow the active model to switch their shoot, fight, or survive stat for a test. The stat value of dash may not be swapped. So, you know, like say you have a shoot of nothing, you can't swap it out. So like the, you know, the Alpha Simian has no shoot stat. You can't switch that, you know, for a shoot. I don't know why you would, but anyway. But I really do like Jack of all trades, you know, switching it, because if you get in a situation, let's say the leader's got a 4-5-5 or mine's a 4-5-6, 4-6-5, excuse me, and gets into a fight, I can always switch the fight to 4, and it would work out pretty good, you know.
So. Yeah, it really having that Jack of all trades negates the loss of the, you know, the fight stat,
right?
To a bit, it mitigates it. Does get rid of it, but certainly, the Magma Lance range 5 AP 2.
Mm-hmm. Oof. So well, and I have an idea for it later on with my specialist, but I'll get to that when I get to it. But my troops, I didn't take one. I didn't take two. Jack, you know what they say, if you like something, right? Take six. Take six of them. Yep.
What was that?
So I took 6 Saphir Hunters. All right. I do like them. Troops 5 across the board. Size 1, no armor. Only 1 VP, but with a range 5 AP 1 gun and combat blades giving you frenzy 1 on 5s. Can't go wrong, man. It's solid for only 13 points and 1 VP. I think these guys are a steal. Now, you guys know my professed love for the Rebel Trooper. You know, they are so good for the price. And these guys are almost double, but, you know, I'm doing a little theme list here, but I really do like these Saphir Hunters. I think they're great.
And they are Jack of all trades also, because they fight and shoot on 5s, but they also have a gun and knives, so they can do everything.
Right. And they survive on 5, which is not terrible.
That's all average, but.
And you know what? For 1 VP, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's my troop tech. 6 of those. And then I took, a Rebel Grogan with the Desolator. So give me, you know, it's an extra VP, but, range 8 AP 2. It's not too bad. You know, they shoot on 5-5. You know, their stats are 5-5-4 across the board. They do have resilience 1, which is great. So they're really survivable. But here's where Jack of all trades could come in. If I really got to get a shot off and I do have the splat, I can trade the 5 shoot for a 4 with the survive. You could switch that up, and that makes a huge difference going from 5 to 4 using the Desolator. So, you know, I was pretty happy about that. And I liked them so much, I took two of them.
Exact same?
Yep. Grogan with Desolators, giving me a little bit of AP. So right now, when you think about it, everyone that I've just spoken about has an AP.
Yep. AP. And, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the leader, I mean, I'd probably hide him, but, you know, the Magma Lance has a AP2. All the Saphir Hunters are AP1. And the two Desolators on the Grogans are AP1. So, I'm sorry, AP2. So, and for 8 points, it's a good weapon, man. You know, range 8 AP2. I mean, that'll reach out and touch someone, you know?
Yeah.
So then what I did was I took Rebel Specialists because they're so freaking cheap for 7 points, but I took two of them with two grenade launchers, giving them indirect 3. Although range 5, you're going to have to move them up a little bit, but they are also hackers, Jack, so I have covered the hacker. So you were saying that find me a better hacker. I think this is it. So, you know, doing an indirect 3 doesn't seems.
But 7 points for the model plus how much is it for the grenade launcher? Is it 3
Eight.
Points?
8.
8 points? So 15 points 15, to as opposed to 6 points.
Did you say you took two of those guys?
Took two of those guys, yeah. How am I doing on points? I'm good?
No, you have no points left.
I have no points left?
No.
You're kidding me.
I'm
all right, here we go. Yeah, too much for the comedy. All right. So then bringing up the rear, I took the Sarge, Eric Umansar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's 27 points, moves on a 1-2, 4-5-4 across the board. One armor, right? Size 1, armor 1. He is 2 VPs, but he does have the Onslaught cannon, so that's why I didn't give the Grogans the Onslaughts. I figured let me take him. You know, range 5, way to fire 1. But he does have the suppression rocket salvo, range 8, indirect 3, 1 use. And he's resilient 1. So, he's pretty cool. Just to take a living legend or a specialist, right, Jack?
Yeah. Why not? They're there for the taking now.
Yeah.
He's a Grogan, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, you can see his fingers. He's got 3 fingers.
He's got the lobster hands, you know. And then I got 3 points left over. Took a smoke grenade.
Who has the smoke grenade?
That's a good question. I'll tell you when I play you.
I can't give it to the sergeant.
I'll give it to your leader.
He refuses.
Well,
no. I came with an Onslaught cannon. And that's it.
I would smoke grenade. Actually, I probably would give it to a hunter. Because the leader and the Grogans and even Umansar, even though he couldn't take it, wouldn't really it wouldn't be good for them. You know, the hunters can get up there to get into a fight and stuff. These guys got to shoot, and then also the grenade launcher's got to shoot. Smoke doesn't matter because it's indirect. So, you know, but I would give it to one of the hunters actually. And that is hopefully 200 points, right, Rob?
It is 200 points right on the dot.
Boom. There you go. So, you know what? I wanted to build this. I did it very different than what I usually do, you know? Like, instead of spamming the Rebel Troopers, you know, because I can essentially, for the 6 guys that I took, you know, the Hunters, I could have taken almost double that in Rebel Troopers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I usually do, but I figured, nah. But going back after doing Blast, I might have put in some Sorax just to, like, maybe take out the smoke grenade in 2 and put 2 Sorax in there with the Blast weapon, you know, after revisiting Blast. But, you know, but I'm pretty happy with this list. You know, theme list, a lot of Saphirs, and then the you know, other than the Grogans, everybody else is a Saphir, you know, hanging out together, whatever. And that's it. And
big happy family.
Big happy family. Sticking to it.
I'm glad to see some Grogan love.
Yeah.
I think they get swept under the rug more often than not.
Yeah. For sure. I agree with that too.
And they're also a version one model that's stood the test of time. They're still really cool models, you know?
They're too cool because they get shot before anybody gets to use them.
Well, that's the thing. You got to be smart, you know?
And they're big, beefy boys. They've got some big, they've got some glutes on them, and yet they're still size one.
Yeah, well, you know, you can stand on that small base, you could be a size one, because you guys are always bitching about bases mattering, so there you go. You know.
It's true. We are on record for always complaining about bases mattering.
I think these guys skip leg day, though, because they're big up top.
Poor guys. You
know? Yeah. I think the plague has shared their exercise regiment with Hogan's because they've got the huge torsos and those spindly little legs.
Yeah, why don't we see any Grogan plague? That would be cool.
Yeah.
If only we knew someone who could recommend that to the rules committee, see if we can't get a little Grogan plague action.
Can't write rules for models that ain't there.
Mm. It's true.
So we should be talking to the Rob or Ronnie to get them to make these.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Rob, was that a subtle hint about episode 101?
Shh.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Ixnay on never the mind. Intes.
I apologize. But anyways, yeah, between the two of you, I was toying with a list that was kind of similar to both of yours in that it was going to have larger models with the Hide and Shadows special rule. I thought it'd be hilarious if a size 3 model could hide in shadows, like all my guys were just like like hunkering down, even though they're these massive models. Yeah.
Well, that's the point of it. That's really, you know, why you would do that, you know, to hide those big guys.
Like if the Alpha Simians could get up across the board and you're like, I can't shoot them, I can't shoot them. Well, come fight them. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Or even a Terraton. You just hide them in plain sight, put them on, here I am, you know, and you can't shoot me for that round. And if you want to fight a Terraton, come on.
Yeah.
Come get some.
Yeah.
Don't get some.
Such a good splat.
Yeah, really.
Cool. Well, that is our lists, so we will come back and talk about the things we didn't take, which is a lot, just because there's so much in this list.
Right.
Like, it's literally, you can't take everything, so.
Uh-oh, I can't wait for this hate.
I don't know, it's not going to be that much hate, I don't think.
Oh, there's a certain subject that's going to be, I have to cut somebody short.
I do have an issue with one thing, but we'll see.
All right, there you go.
We'll be back.
We just happen to have a segment for that.
Convenient.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie list, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to the award-winning Team Building Exercise. Quite frankly, that last bumper we did, that was, I hate that podcast. I don't know why we subscribe to putting up with that. But anyways, now we're going to do something that we are obligated to do is delve into the hate. What is it that we didn't take and why? Rob?
The first thing we didn't take is Sheo Silverback. And I'm disappointed. I made a monkey list, and I wanted this guy in my list, and he's terrible. He is terrible.
You think so?
Yeah. First of all, 38 points, 4 VPs. Mm-hmm. His splat is mostly useless. You just get to escape and jump over people.
Right.
I find that completely useless. He has no fight stat. He has spiked knuckles, which are exact same as spiked gauntlets.
No shoot stat.
No shoot stat. Is that what I say?
Fight.
Oh yeah, no shoot stat. Fights on fours, which is fine. He does have 1,000 abilities. He has tack 1, agile, tough, frenzy 1, and rampage. So he's pretty much a alpha simian. Recon 5 plus and attack 1. Not great. Yeah, just way too expensive for what he does. And his splat, I find, is not useful.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
All it is, and if it's, you're an alpha simian, you can jump over people. Otherwise, you just get a free breakaway. I never break away. If I'm caught, you're caught.
Right.
Like, it's very rare that you break away.
Name more than 5 models that the alpha simian's gonna want to get away from.
Well, yeah, that's the first thing is, an alpha simian's never gonna do that. You're just using him to jump over people, I guess, but why would you even want to jump over someone? You're gonna plow through those people. I guess to get to a higher point model, but.
Or maybe jumping on an objective.
Yeah.
To get somebody off an objective. Like, you can't get there, so you use this splat to get over somebody.
I guess so.
You know. But then again, you know, you could probably go diagonally.
Yeah. There's almost always a way around. You could just fight them. Fight your way through. Right. They're alpha simians.
I think the only thing would be to get somebody off something. You know what I mean? Or maybe you have the incoming intel cards and you got to kill something that's.
Yeah, if you're purposely hunting something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's about it. But,
yeah.
You know.
It's a shame. I'm not going to say it's the best model ever. Like, I like
it's
his head.
It's an awesome
I like,
model, yeah.
His uniform, he does look like a space concierge at like a 4-star resort, but.
I think that's a paint job mostly.
Well, and his little name tag and
the name tag's like, hi, welcome to IOP.
Yeah, but honestly, it's a shame when I wouldn't pay 38. You could look through the book and find 38 points for VPs in other lists that you could really say I got my money's worth.
Right. It's special since you for 20 points, which is like half the points, you can have the Indich infiltrator or the Rebel Cell Leader, both of which are really good.
Yeah.
It just, that splat, I think it should give the Alpha Simians like Frenzy 2 or something, like something else, just to make it worthwhile. Like, otherwise, I'm just like, no, thank you.
Yeah. As you mentioned it, I can't take my eyes off the name tag.
Jack, you've ruined this model for everyone.
I think I'm going to sand it off.
His name should be, hey-o, take this back. My pancakes are cold.
And does he have robot feet, or is it just he's got metallic boots?
I think he's got the metallic boots, maybe.
I was hoping he was just like...
Or is he the Hellfather?
Yeah, he's got little boots on, little booties.
Well, the simians also have kind of like this triceratops type, you know, tri-mech.
Yeah, that's true. They do have those little robot boots, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so other than that, we took every other leader, which was kind of cool. We all took a separate leader. Troop-wise, did we take everything?
Yep, we did.
Specialists, nobody took a Terraton, but really, Terraton and Alpha Simian, they're kind of interchangeable. But right. Terratons are awesome, everybody knows that. It's just, Alpha Simian's a new hotness, so everybody took those instead now.
Right.
And Terraton's not a monkey, so he couldn't be on my list.
Correct.
Yeah. Everyone knows, when you're playing someone, everyone knows the Terraton's deal.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to
be. Yeah, it's true. Like, they're targeted, yeah.
The Alpha Simian people, oh, what's that? Yeah, well, hey, you know.
Next is Jud-1 Medic. Medic's sort of improved now, and it's got a free Energy Shield 3, which is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And he's only 10 points, but.
This is the best medic in the game, really.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that it doesn't do anything other than medic.
Yeah, you can't shoot.
Right. But, the new medic rule is really good for this. So I think, for 10 points, it's definitely a step up, but none of us took it.
No, because there's still medics.
Survey
Drone no longer has Beast, so it can have a Defender Shield, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Construct Agile Evade. Evade's kind of good too. He can't fight either. He's got no fight or shoot stats. So. Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you can give him a defender shield. So he's a 1 point, like he's 7 points, just a moving shield.
Uh-huh.
But he has evade. Well, if you have people who don't have evade in the...
He'll dodge out of the way and they'll get hit.
You can just move. Scoop. Scat. Get. You just chase him away with a broom and then start shooting at his...
We're all going to hide behind the survey drone with the shield. Oh, wait. Where'd he go? Where did you go?
Oh, that's hilarious. I never even thought about that. That is funny. Yeah. You just have to shoot him with nobody, so he scoots away. And then you just shoot the other guys with... That's pretty funny. Teraton Shock Trooper, what do everybody think about these guys?
They always die.
20 points. They do have the Arc Launcher, which is AP1. Only range 4, though. He's got a Frenzy 1 Mace, which is good. Teleports. He's alright, but he's pretty average on this. There's a lot of choices on this list, so.
A rare size 2, yeah. 1 armor. For 20 points, I would not question if someone put 1. Maybe even 2 if you were...
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're not bad.
Because what is a regular Teraton? It's like 30 points. So for 10 points less, you're getting a wimpier version of the regular Teraton.
Yeah, you know, one size less, you know, less of a fight stat, but still okay.
Yeah, because and then the Teraton's got all those one-use weapons, which, whatever. It's not tough. Tough really helps.
Yeah, it's not. Everyone still bemoans the flight abilities that the murder birds have, and teleport is still tough to deal with.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it got nerfed, and it's still great. Yeah.
So if you have three models that are able to go into a building that you can't shoot into, and then come out no doors, no windows, on the other side, it's still tough.
Right.
Jack, I'm amazed you didn't take a sword spawn.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Only 13 points, and he's got Frenzy 1. Actually, he's got Frenzy 2, because he's got Frenzy 1 and his serum motor blades.
He does have Frenzy 2.
Yeah.
Well, and let me scoot up here and look at that Alpha Simeon one more time.
Yeah. Well, he's Alpha Simeon's twice the points.
Yeah, so two sword spawns for one Alpha Simeon.
They're going to die a lot quicker than Alpha Simeon would.
Yeah, he's got the armor. He's got the size. He's tough. He's got it's still no contest. If I went with a real...
And you'd have to get more troop tax, too, to have him. Because you'd have to have two troops instead of just the one for the Alpha Simeon.
But then again, a 5 with Frenzy 2 is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Like, Frenzy 2 was always good.
Mm-hmm.
The original iteration of Swordspawn was really good. This is still all right, but...
The breakdancing is not great, though. That model I do not like. I actually melted mine and turned him the other way.
The tail?
Yeah. Let's just not speak of the tail.
The tail is so stupid.
Anyone who's had a male dog...
Yeah,
that's the lipstick coming out. Yeah,
needless to say, we don't need to speak more of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Coach, you didn't take Sphere Lancers, did you?
I kind of did, though.
Yeah, you did, but you didn't actually take a real one.
No, well, because I gave it to the leader.
Yeah. They're good, obviously, and you usually take them. That's why I was confused.
Yeah. But you know, I went with a little bit more of, like I said, I wanted to do something different. Because I usually take, last time I took like, I think 3 Lancers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it would have been very similar, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of making the same list, you know, try some new stuff, you know. That's why I took the Grogan and then the, the grenade launchers. So just to make it different.
If I was making a list for a scenario and I knew I was playing defensive with Rebs, these guys can defend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The range 5 is not terrible, like Rob said, after, you know, range 4, but range 5, all right, AP2, but shooting on 4s.
Yeah.
Give them hollow sights.
Could do that.
They become little snipers.
Yeah, put them up, shooting, you know, 2 extra dice. That's not bad at all.
AP2, yeah, it's pretty nice. Nobody took weapon teams. What is everybody's opinion on weapons teams? Both your non-reactions, I could tell that you're not too pro weapons teams.
I took the sniper. I took the specialist with the
grenade launchers
because, you know, it's only. I mean, if you take the mortar, it's boom four. Indirect four, but then
it's heavy,
you know, right?
But both of them are heavy, actually.
Well, any indirect weapon is heavy. But what I'm saying is what I'm sacrificing. I didn't really. You can move around. You're a little bit more mobile, so you know.
And this missile launcher is not as good as the new Enforcer one. It's just AP4. It doesn't have the two modes like the Enforcer one.
Right. Well, the Enforcer one is just it's better because it's better, and also it's being moved around by a. You know, the Enforcer, one guy, it's a little stronger, even though it's still heavy, you know?
And mortars are always good, but indirect four is really nice, but you're also paying 12 plus, what is he, 10 points?
11.
So you're paying 23 points.
Right.
That's not horrible for a mortar team.
No, it's not.
That'd be the only option for these guys, right. I think. You sit them at the back of the board and just nuke people.
Yeah, the missile launcher, I don't know what this, you know, I wouldn't do that.
No.
And then, what else do they have? They have
That's it. Heavy crew served weapon is just those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
The mortar and the missile launcher.
I took sniper. We took Hunt. You took Sergeant Unsamir. I almost took Edek Pamir. He's a little expensive, but he's got tons of abilities. He's got Agile, Tough, Scout, Tech 1, and Stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's only got a crossbow, which sucks, but he moves 2-3, which is nice.
Yeah, the crossbow is range 6 AP 1, so it's
all right.
It's a rifle with an AP in it, so it's not terrible. No. And he shoots up 4.
Yeah, and that 2-3 move with the Scout is pretty good.
Mm.
And Stealthy. And
Rob, you've been a fan of his. Like, you've almost... consistently taking Edek Pamir. Like, you've been a big fan of his. It's a little surprising now that I'm thinking about it. You had a full yindage list.
I almost took him. He points-wise, once again, and troop tax-wise, I couldn't fit him.
Yeah. Right.
Because I wanted those two off Simeons with the defender shield. So nobody took Nikolovsky. She's got that needle pistol, which is toxic 1, which is cool.
Yeah.
And she's got a hollow sight. She pretty much got a sniper rifle. She is the Magma Lance with the AP1 hollow sight. So
AP2.
I mean AP2. Yeah.
And range 6.
Yeah. So yeah. She gets plus 1 range. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're paying the extra points for her. You know.
And she shoots on 4s and saves on 4s, which is nice. She's not bad actually.
No.
Once again, you can almost make a sphere list pretty much. So
yeah.
And there's good options.
I was thinking of taking her or taking Umansar, so I went with someone told me just go with Umansar for the hell of it. Like, yeah, she's really good, man.
That's the thing with Rebs, there's so much selection. And last is Reb Strider. I think in this list, Strider is kind of an afterthought. There's so many other better things, like Teratons and now the Alpha Simians, because he's pretty average.
If you're making a list and had this model and didn't have enough... Yeah. Then yes, obviously, but the Strider took a backseat to the Teratons before. Now there's multiple, the field has gotten even more competitive in that regard.
And you're automatically adding at least like 16 to 18 points on top of that 30. So you're in the 40s already. You could take like 3 of some of the other good troops or 2. Two or an Alpha Simian and a Teraton, the shock trooper or something to equal that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that than him.
And now you could do like the Grav Ram with the shield, but it's
super expensive.
Now you're talking another 20 points.
Yeah.
So you're talking 50 points. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Solid and construct. Like, they are beefier than the competition for hand to hand. 3 armor, 4 size 4. They are beefier.
But once again, for defending, maybe if you're defending a spot, you might want some of these.
Right. But yeah. also the survivor from 4 to 5.
Yes. Yeah, so they die a little bit easier, but still that's pretty good still. And they gain the ability to have smoke launchers too.
And
shoulder rockets. Rockets. Yeah. For 3 points, you're pretty much getting a frag grenade on a strider, so.
Right. Which is actually kind of cool.
Or a smoke grenade, not a frag grenade.
Yeah.
Well, I guess either way, 6 points for the frag grenade or 3 points.
I don't think the six points is good. It's way overpriced.
Well, it's the same price as a frag grenade.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same thing as a frag grenade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah. But so you're putting an expensive thing. So now, let's say you're at 40. Now you're at 46.
And do you ever add grenades to any of your lists?
Me?
Yeah.
Regular grenades?
No. Yeah. No. You add smoke grenades, but not regular
smoke grenades. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really. Cause no. I rather give it a weapon because stuff misses and goes into the wrong cube and stuff like that. So
And it's one use. Like, I'd rather find a smoke grenade in the field and use it. A frag grenade.
Yeah.
But to actually waste those 6 points, there you can literally, in this list, you could buy a Z for the same price. I'd rather have a Z running around.
Or, for 8 points, you get the grenade launcher, although it's one extra VP, but it's still essentially doing the same thing.
But more shots, yeah.
Yeah, and then you could throw a shoot dice on it.
Yeah.
Just that it's indirect. That's the only problem with that. Where a frag grenade is not, obviously. So, but yeah, I don't know. I like the smoke launcher is not bad for 3 points.
Or a smoke grenade, yeah.
On the smoke launcher on the
one use, front. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's a smoke grenade. Like you like your smoke grenades, and they are useful.
Yeah, but then you have a combat strider. That's why you would probably have a smoke grenade, because if not, then you're going to probably, you take the Polaris or the, heavy burst, the super heavy burst. So, having a smoke launcher on it, it's situational, but for 3 points, it's not terrible.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
If you have those extra 3 points, it gives you an option of adding it to that, not a, like to a vehicle, which you never get to do.
Right. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of old smoke launches from, 40K stuff or like from the tanks of, like some of the other stuff that I've collected, you could put a smoke launcher on them. Looks kind of cool, even if you don't take it, but just to have it on the strider, it looks actually pretty cool. Now you're talking, now we're in the mech zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about wraps up. Is there anything else anybody has to say about the Rebs?
Not really.
Good variety, lots of models now.
Right.
They went from being the one with the least models to the one with the most models.
Yeah. And also, they were unplayable. Remember Andrew asked a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. Rebs
better? So now they're actually playable.
Yeah. V1 Rebs were useless.
Mm-hmm.
V2 were slightly better, but now they're one of the top ones. And they have been winning tournaments too, so.
Also, the funny thing was there was that rumor going around, I don't know if it was true, that the Rebels aren't supposed to win in version 1 because, which I
you can't have a force that's not supposed to win.
Right.
That doesn't, fluff-wise, fine, but that doesn't work for a game.
No. And actually, they're like, guerrilla fighters, guerrilla fighters, like chaos and whatever, throwing stuff and, kind of like the Band of Brothers that, misfits or whatever, I think it's more of that. So, and also this is, if you don't want to do like Enforcers where you paint them all the same or Forge Fathers or something like that, this is one of those factions. Where even like the plague has got a similar, similar theme to it. You could do all different colors, but the models are still plaguish. The Rebs are one of the non, like they don't fit into any mold.
And you can do anything, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can paint a few today, I feel like doing this color. I haven't used this color in a while. The next day, something different. And, like a misfit quality, like a botched together
right
look.
And even with the models, a lot of them, you can, like we say, with the rebel trooper, it could be any of the races. Like, it doesn't matter. Right. So you have a lot more choice that way, too. You can really mix and match and have some fun with them.
Yeah, we started, I mean, you know, ever since I converted the Dreadball team, we never take the Obi-Wans. The Obi-Wans are actually our snipers. And, you know, we take all rebel troopers that are Saphir.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of cool like that. I like that.
Well, now you got troops that are Saphir, so.
Yeah, so I just threw a whole monkey wrench into my
But even so, there's a lot of choice anyways. Yeah. If you wanted to, could take some of those weird Dreadball races and turn them into...
Well, with the Star Saga, with the Kickstarter, whatever, we didn't really get... Oh, I got the Reb Starter. There weren't enough. I mean, I didn't get six. I didn't get six Rebel. Saphir Troopers.
No,
Saphir Hunters in there. So you're gonna have to modify something.
Yep.
Well, I have to go on record and say I do not condone the changing of Dreadball miniatures to Dead Zone miniatures. That
Jack is contractually obligated to say these things.
Yeah, but if I had one to choose. Those frog guys from the Rebs list, that ones that look like a rainforest tree frog.
Yeah, types. From the Dreadball list, yeah.
Yeah, they
those are the Ralorants, I think those are.
And they also have the guys that are, what they have, like, they're centaurs kind of, right, too?
Yeah. Yeah, those are cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe in the next book.
There you go.
Yeah.
So other than that, you can always find Coach on Family Gamer 777.
Wait a minute. Before you do that, we got a pick, man.
Yeah.
Pick?
Yeah.
We never pick what's next.
It's my turn.
It's my turn, so I
Yeah,
think
we, Jack, no, what is your
start,
choice?
No, yeah, don't start that bull crap. Okay, so we have left is the Asterians, the Enforcers, Forge Fathers, GCPDS, Marauders, Maison, Nameless, and Plague. Because we did Veerman Rebs and... What did we do? Veerman Rebs and what else? Oh, and the Mercenaries we did.
Yep.
Wait, we did the Mercs? Oh, I'm lost now. We did the Mercs. That was just, you know, we just did that to start off with. But then I chose the Veerman, and then Jack chose the...
Jack, what did you do?
Plague, and then we did the Rebs. So we did the bottom three.
There you go.
On the list. So
we're working our way up.
Yeah. So I get to pick Starians and Forces, Forge Fathers, GCPS, Marauders, Maison, and Nameless. Well, that's a tough one, man. There's a lot of stuff I play here. I don't know.
Mars attacks.
We didn't do the Georgie list.
Oh, we did Georgie list.
Yeah, we did, but we should do it again because I'm going to add some stuff to it.
Yeah, you got to change it.
Yeah.
Boomer deserves a list.
Yeah, he does. Boomer does deserve a list. We could, well, in the future we could do that. We could do a whole goblin show.
Yeah,
but
just with the goblins on it, we won't be on it. Let them run the show.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, I'm looking, I'm seeing one, but another one's popping out of me. I think we got to go with the Enforcers.
Enforcers. Nothing's changed.
Think so?
No, I think they have some improvements.
I love proving you wrong. Love it.
So we'll do Enforcers next time. As I was saying, go to FamilyGamer777 on YouTube.
Yes.
And Mobile Armor Radio. It's a show all about mechs.
Yes, and it's actually good. Believe it or not. I hate to say that it is, but I actually listen to it all the time.
And the best podcast on the internet currently is Superhero Crew on YouTube. And yes. We talk about comic books. So you like any kind of comic books, come there and hear at Andrew rant all the way through whatever he hates this week. Because as we all know, Andrew hates everything.
Pretty much.
He's got that reputation now, which is the best.
There is a rant coming up soon that I think everybody would like because I'm reading Superman Year One. So
you're gonna flip out on Frank Miller?
Well, wait for that. I'm actually taking notes about what I'm flipping out on.
And we keep trying to persuade Jack to be on, do something for the show, because Jack used to like comic books. What happened, Jack? Where did they touch you? Did they give you cancer?
Show us on this doll where they touched you.
The comics gave him cancer. So sad.
Oh, stop that.
I told you, as soon as Alpha Flight's back.
Jack, you know what? I was just about to say that there is an Alpha Flight.
You missed Alpha Flight one shot.
Yeah, it is out, so you got to read it, and you're going to be on, because you did say. And you're a lot of things, Jack, but a man of your word is definitely one of them.
Well, okay.
Well, that wraps this up, and we'll be back with the Enforcers next month. Until then, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pray for me.
Oh, send donations too. In lieu of things, send flowers. Is that in lieu of donations, send flowers. No, it's the other way around.
Then salted meats.
No, Jack will take salted meats at any time.
At any time, yeah.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?